The minute students open their classroom door, they see, hear, and speak Mandarin Chinese. They're part of a full-day language immersion program, co-founded by Maggie Cho.
They could hear mommy say apple, but when they come here, I say 苹果.
Most of the 22 students only speak English at home, but that's not uncommon. More than three-fourths of American families communicate in English. That's why Little Tiger Chinese utilizes repetition and body language to familiarize them with a different culture.
Through this experience, they'll be more open when they see something different. There's no judgment, you know, it's just different. They accept that.
It's a technique that Ryan Fettgetter hopes will help his son, Oliver, become bilingual.
My wife is born in Taiwan, and we felt it was important to not let him lose some of his family history.
But learning another language will help Oliver connect with more than just his family.
English-speaking whites are not going to be in the majority by the time he's an adult. He needs to be able to communicate with anyone and everyone.
The immersion program exposes children to Chinese each day. UT Communication Sciences Professor Lisa Bedore says this prolonged exposure effectively helps children learn.
You have more opportunities to actually communicate in that language in the classroom and with your peers. Whereas when you just take Chinese class on Sunday, you just don't have necessarily as many opportunities to use the language.
That's why teachers and parents agree that learning a new language helps open doors to a brighter future. For Dispatch 40, I'm Ashley Tull.